The Laclede County Health Department has received a notification of 26 additional positive laboratory confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Laclede County. Our total is now 711 cases to date. 215 of those are currently being monitored. 9 people have died and multiple close contacts are being monitored daily. The health department will not be releasing personal information to protect the individual's identity. Recommended testing of identified close contacts and quarantine and isolation instructions have been provided. Daily monitoring of all active cases and close contacts will be completed for the quarantine isolation period. A summary of today's cases, case number 686 to case number 711. Out of the 26 cases from a Tuesday, 23 of those were symptomatic, 3 cases were asymptomatic, 4 were identified as a close contact to a positive case, 11 were identified as a household contact to a positive case, and 11 were identified as having no known contact to a positive case and are assumed community spread. Included in the cases today is one case identified as an employee or resident in a long-term residential care facility. All exposed staff, residents, and family guardian contacts have been notified. The facility is working with long-term care regulation to monitor and address the situation. Laclede County positive cases associated with a school district. The Lebanon R3 school district currently has 41 active cases. 8 of those cases are at Easter Elementary, 2 are at Maplecrest Elementary, 4 of those are at Boswell Elementary. There are 5 cases at Lebanon Middle School, 16 cases now at Lebanon High School, 2 cases at the LTCC, 2 cases at Hillcrest, and 2 cases in the Transportation Department. There's 1 active case in the Conway School District at Ezard Elementary School, and there are 2 active cases in the Jolie Barber School District. School-associated case investigations and contact tracing have been completed. Close contacts with the individuals have been personally notified with necessary instructions provided. Symptoms of COVID-19 may include fever, cough, shortness of breath, and difficulty breathing, chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell. Anyone with concerns is advised to contact their healthcare provider for further direction. It should be understood that with the current community illness spread, any public activity should be considered a potential exposure risk, and all precautions need to be taken for your personal protection. From the KGL Newsroom, I'm Bruce Wayne.